You're listening to Val's Lockdown Hour on BCRFM.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
Happy July. Can you believe it's July? I was going to say 6 months to Christmas, but I don't even want to mention Christmas, and now I've just done it twice. And so here we go. You're listening to Val's Lockdown Hour on BCRFM. We're sponsored by Mayo North, so thanks to them for the sponsorship. And this time we went straight in with the music, and you heard Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. That's the third time now that I've played Dua Lipa, all different songs. I think she's great, real feel-good artist. So that's kind of the vibe we're going with today. There's too much crazy stuff going on in the world, so we're going to kind of keep it upbeat. And the next song I'm going to play is Drive It Like You Stole It from the movie Sing Street.
That I walked out from the wreckage. Can't
That was Drive It Like You Stole It from Sing Street. I've got a bit of a movie vibe going on for this show. So there's some songs from movies and I'm going to tell you a bit about them. And I'm not really a great movie goer, but I do like watching the films, especially feel good ones. And Sing Street is certainly that. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, go and watch it. It's set in Dublin. And it tells the story of like a school kid and he's trying to be really cool and chatting up this girl and she pretends she's a model. And now I'm kind of giving the whole premise away, aren't I? So I won't say any more about it, just that the music's great. It's kind of got a real 80s vibe going on and they dress up in some parts and they look like a cross between ABBA and YMCA. But I remember we were doing a film course and one of the women that came in to talk to us was actually in the art department on that movie. And she was telling us how they had to get everything looking like the 80s and how they had to go and get wallpaper and stuff like that. It was fascinating listening to her. It must be a really cool job, but I'd say it's quite stressful as well. But the movie's great anyway, and we're still keeping with the movie theme. And the next song is Blinded by the Light, and it's Manfred Mann.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Through the night. So That was Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann. I actually met the singer from that band, Chris Thompson. He was in the War of the Worlds, Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, and I met him when they came to Dublin. It was quite a few years ago now, but he was great. He sung Thunderchild on the album. If you've listened to Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, it's the newer version. But another one of my favourite albums, but I won't play any of the songs from it this time around, but maybe next time. So the Blinded by the Light was from the movie Blinded by the Light, but it's originally done by Bruce Springsteen, and I'm probably confusing you now. I'm confusing myself anyway. And I went to see this movie last year. I think it was probably one of the last movies I went to see, actually, in the cinema. And it's set in Luton, where we used to live before we moved here. So it was great to see the way they'd turned Luton back to looking like it was in the 80s. It was amazing how they did it, like, because it's changed so much now. Again, set designers and art departments, they play such a massive role in films, and you wouldn't really think about it watching it. But then when you look back, and there's a website called IMDb, if you haven't checked it out, and it will tell you kind of all the bloopers and some of the gossip from behind the film scenes. And that's worth checking out too. So we're still staying with the Blinded by the Light movie. And this is The Sun Always Shines on TV by A-ha. And this was in the movie as well, in the soundtrack.
The sun always shines on TV.
So that was The Sun Always Shines on TV by A-ha. And the sun sort of always does shine on TV. It's certainly not shining here. June was a washout with floods and rain and everything. I don't know how it affected you there. Hopefully not too bad. But I was watching some videos in Leitrim, and there's like places there where roads have been washed away. There were landslides in Drumcarran. And it seems quite bizarre because we're on a hosepipe ban, and yet all this rain, like, I mean, I know a couple of weeks ago I was looking at the river near me and it was down to nothing, and now it's like racing away with itself. So I like the water levels are so high from all the rain. So I'm hoping that July is going to be better. But I did read a report that said we're not going to really get any good weather until probably the end of July. So that's kind of a bit disappointing. I know when we first went into lockdown, that like April was amazing weather. So we were all out and about exploring and gardening and painting outside and everything. And now we're kind of looking at the dull days. We have to make the best of it and just get on with it. And I suppose at least now some of the shops are open. I don't know, have you been in to get your hair done? I haven't yet. I dare say I will in the future. My hair's still kind of looking like I've been dragged through a hedge backwards, but it's fine. So the next song is with the hairdressers and the beauty salons and all in mind, and it's Good As Hell by Lizzo.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as Hell by Lizzo, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are looking as good as hell, and good for you, and I will get there in the end, she says. No, Lucy cut my hair a bit, and it's kind of there's a few different colors going on in it, but it's grand. Sure, I mean, apart from the Zoom calls, and I don't know if you've been involved in any Zoom calls or Zoom meetings, I cringe because I can just see myself looking back at myself, but sure, we're all in the same boat. And then you're hoping that nobody walks in the middle of it, or the dogs don't start barking or something like that. But so far so good. I saw a poor woman this week, and she had her little child walking in the middle of being on the news. I think it was Sky News or one of them. Oh, poor woman. But I mean, sure, that's life, isn't it? And we all have that stuff going on. So I kind of think it makes it more interesting. I remember being in a yoga class and just seeing this poor woman's husband, and he just walked in and he had no clue she was doing yoga. And he's just behind her going to all the cupboards and, you know, just getting everything out in the kitchen. Not a notion did he have. Good for him. Like, so I'm just thinking now, I'm talking about being in the kitchen and stuff like that. So it's bringing me on to another movie. We watched this one recently, and it's Yesterday. So this movie, I hadn't really heard anything about it. And then Jono was telling me it's to do with the Beatles. And I like anything to do with the Beatles. And also, I really like movies with music in it, hence all the other ones that I've been playing. So we were looking it up, and we got it. You can get it on Netflix or Amazon. And it's got the guy in it that was in EastEnders. If you watch EastEnders, you'll recognise him. Himesh Patel, I think his name is. And it's really good movie. It's a strange concept. He's just going about his normal day-to-day business, and he's a singer already. And he's like played to 4 kids in a tent in a festival. And then he has this bike crash. And again, I'm giving away the whole premise of the movie, but anyway, this happens quite early on anyway. So he has a bike crash, and when he comes round from the accident, he starts singing his friends a song by the Beatles, Yesterday. And they didn't know what he was singing, and they were saying, oh, it was an amazing song and everything. So anyway, it turns out the Beatles never existed, which is bizarre, but they existed to him. So he's trying to rack his brains and come up with all these Beatles songs, and he's kind of passing them on off as his own. But the thing with the confusion and the kitchen and everything is Ed Sheeran turns up in the middle of it. Anyway, I'm going off on a complete tangent. You need to watch the movie because it is really, really good. If you're a fan of the Beatles or Ed Sheeran or just like feel-good movies, you have to kind of pause reality when you think there's no Beatles, there's no Oasis in this movie. There was, what else was there not? There was no Coke. There was only Pepsi. And it's really good. It does make you think about if life was different. So anyway, I'm rambling. I'm going to stop. Next song is Back in the USSR by the Beatles. that was back in the USSR by the Beatles. And again, back to the movie yesterday, he was there singing this. And of course, the USSR doesn't exist anymore. So everyone was just thinking this song was inspired, or, you know, how did he come up with it? But anyway, watch the movie. I'm not going to say any more about it because I will ruin it for you. I hope that you're having a good summer. And now that the kids are officially off school, those of you who have been homeschooling will get a break anyway, if you haven't had a break already. And I know there's a lot of talk of staycations and where people are going to go. And especially now things are opening up, and I see that Mayo North have the most amazing video out about making a break in Mayo. And it's really, really feel good. You know, they've captured the best of the scenery, but also the hospitality and the smiling faces. And I think that when you come to Ballinar and north of Mayo, that's exactly what you get. So they've summed it up in like a 2-minute video, and fair play to them for doing it. Like, it's very hard to condense the whole feel good factor that you get when you come to Mayo into such a short video. So I think a lot of people are planning trips at home. I know some people are flying. I personally wouldn't want to be flying anywhere at the moment. I'm kind of quite happy to be staying, and we were actually ourselves looking into either coming to Ballinar, maybe Enniscrone, just for a couple of nights, just to get a little break, but also because there's such lovely scenery there. And the food, I'm a big fan of the food. So I have two afternoon teas actually to have that we didn't get to have before all this shutdown. And one's in Mount Falcon and one's in Bleak Castle. So I'm really looking forward to trying out both of them. And sure, I'm a big fan of afternoon tea anyway. It's one of my biggest hobbies. So you probably see me out and about with a lump of cake. That's my favourite place to be. So with this whole thing, one song that kind of sums it up to me is Land of Confusion by Genesis. And also, I'm meant to be going to see Genesis in November, but I don't know if that will happen yet. I suppose it's a bit too soon to tell. But anyway, here's Land of Confusion.
You're listening to Val's Lockdown Hour on BCRFM.
So that was Land of Confusion by Genesis. During the month, I was asking people on social media what their favourite places were in Ballinar or Mayo North. And I got loads of suggestions, and I'd agree with so many of them, like there's Paddle and Pedal and Balik Forest and all different places, the River Moy, the walks around Ballinar, the Jackie Clark collection. And then one lady, she runs a blog, it's called Creative Yoke Blog, and she said Carrotaig, the loop walk there, that's her favourite place. And then there were people talking about Belmullet Coast Guard Station. I don't know if you've been down there, but you can go glamping down there. It's really magic place. It's such a small island, Clagan Island. It's in Erris, which is the best place to go wild, and it really is, because I've gone coaster in there and it was amazing. And I just had such a good time down there. The people were so friendly. So there's all that going on, and there's the different lighthouses, Blacksod Lighthouse, and all the, I think there's four lighthouses down there, so you can nearly do a tour of them. Some of them obviously you can't get to, but you'll see them, and then you can see the way the sunset and the sea and everything. It's just a really lovely place. But I remember being on Clagan Island and hundreds of rabbits, just me and hundreds of rabbits. So if you're looking for a place to get away from everything, it's just so nice to go there. And we also had a suggestion of the Gateway Hotel in Swinford, and that people really enjoyed going to Swinford on holiday too. I know personally there's some great charity shops there. I'm a big fan of the old charity shops. And it's been really exciting because they've all started to open up again. And I've been in and out getting different bargains and everything. So happy out. Like, I've got this pair of amazing, they're like gold sparkly shoes. Oh, they're brilliant. And it's great because I have small feet. It's the only smallest part of me, to be honest. But I can get away with wearing, I suppose, kids' shoes, more or less, or small adults anyway. So anyway, back to the music. We're still on the movie theme. And the next one is from Slumdog Millionaire, another movie that I've seen recently. I read the book ages ago and really enjoyed it, but I hadn't seen the film. And sometimes the films don't live up to the books. So I wasn't too sure how they would do this, but actually really fantastic movie. Had me sucked in from the minute, and great acting in it. So this is J-Ho by the Pussycat Dolls.
Through my veins, there's an ocean in my heart. I will never be the same.
J-Ho by the Pussycat Dolls. Slumdog Millionaire, it's about this kid and he grows up in the slums in India. And it's heartbreaking watching it because you think, do people actually really live like that? It's just so, so sad. But he makes good when he gets onto Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And it's strange because like every question that he gets has some kind of connection to the way he grew up. So it's just really, really good film. It makes you think, and I won't give the ending away. I nearly did, but I won't. Only to say at the end of the movie, they're all dancing, but that's the end. It's the end title, so that's okay. And it's really sweet because even the little kiddies that are in it, they're all dancing as well. So we're fairly flying through the hour. We're nearly at 4 o'clock, and that means I have to move and let somebody else come in and take over. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to all the other programmes on BCRFM. There's some really good shows now. I know Adele and Ray have been very busy trying to get everything back together. And although we're still not back in the studio, or I'm not just yet, hopefully one day we will be. And then hopefully we'll be back on FM as well, because at the moment we're just online. But at least you get a chance to hear us and to catch up with your favourite presenters and to hear a bit about what's going on in Mayo. Or now things are starting up, you'll get to hear, because I know that there's been an awful lot of things that haven't happened. And I know in July we would normally have the Heritage Week, and I absolutely loved that week. It's one of the highlights of my year. You know, the guys that dress up as the cowboys there in Ballinar, I think they're brilliant. And also just the fact that everybody gets into the swing of it and they all dress up in the costumes. I will actually reshare my album from last year so that you can get to see the day and the atmosphere, because it's so worth coming over to Ballinar for that week alone. So hopefully next year it will take place and then we'll all get to enjoy it. But like everything, 2020 seems to be very, very quiet. So it's a way for us locals to kind of support the places that are near us, so that, you know, they've probably missed out on an awful lot of tourism this year. So hopefully next year we'll be back and we'll be bigger than ever, and there will be so much more to celebrate and to enjoy. So the next song is Why Does It Always Rain On Me? Because the weather's been lousy. This is by Travis. I was going to play The Flood and then I thought better not. And then I was going to play Thunder. So there's all these songs that go in and out of my playlist when I'm thinking about doing the show. But anyway, this is Travis. All right, still I can't close my eyes.
shining. I can't afford the lightning. Why does it always rain on me? Why does it always rain on?
That was Why Does It Always Rain On Me by Travis. It kind of sums up things. We'd need a big umbrella. I'm actually tempted to get one of them. Have you seen the Zorbin balls where people stand in them and then they kind of roll around? And I'm thinking that would be a really good idea. I could just kind of roll my way through the street, and it would also keep people from getting too close. So social distancing as well. I don't know how I would actually get to do my shopping in it, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Or either that or a wetsuit. But I don't think, wetsuits and me, they don't mix. I don't like wetsuits, I have to say. They're a great idea, but they show every lump and bump, really. If you've ever been in one, you'll know what I mean. So we're nearly at the end of my hour. What am I going to play you out with? I'm going to play you out with a couple of songs from the Yesterday movie. One is Let It Be, and the other one is I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I hope you enjoy them. I don't know how much you'll get to hear of the last one. But anyway, if you've any suggestions for songs for me to play for the next show, which will hopefully be in the middle of July, and then hopefully I'll have been out and about and I can tell you more of things that I've been doing rather than movies that I've been watching. So anyway, do send me a message. You'll find me online at Magnum Lady on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And you can just drop me a message and I'll play you a song or say hello or whatever. So just hello to people that are listening. I know Jack is listening. Steve from America, they're both from America, actually, they're listening. So hello to them and hello to everyone else that listens as well. And thanks a million. Thanks to BCRFM and thanks to Mayo North. And I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance. to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
You're listening to Val's Lockdown Hour on BCR FM.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.